At this ceremony, the latest release of new crop varieties to tackle poverty and malnutrition in East Timor, with the Australian Ambassador and Timorese Agriculture Minister. Australian agronomist Rob Williams translates.
So I was explaining that when we choose varieties, it's not just based on yield and production, but we test it with farmers, make sure it tastes proper, it eats well, you can store it, you can keep it.
19 new crop varieties is the culmination of 16 years of work and $38 million of Australian involvement. The Seeds of Life project began in the smouldering remains of the post-referendum violence when pro-Indonesia militia retaliated on Timor's vote for freedom. John Dalton explains Australian agronomists were among the first to work on food security.
And the place, of course, had been wrecked, and you know, families and whole groups and communities were totally disrupted and up in the hills, fled, and could see that the varieties, well, one, there was a huge hunger problem, and two, the varieties that farmers were using were very old varieties, and the CGIAR, the World Crop Centres, had much better varieties that could be much more productive. So their first step was, let's go to the CGIAR, ask them what varieties of maize and rice and peanut and sweet potato and cassava, the basic food crops, could they provide us with so that we could do some research and find the best ones for Timor.
With the new crop varieties developed at the international research stations, they needed a way to multiply the seeds. Agronomist Rob Williams explains how Seeds of Life collaborated with other international aid groups.
Some groups and some charities just gave seed away to their farmers and they never knew what happened next. But one group particularly did really well. What they did was establish seed production groups. And those seed production groups, they would give seed, teach them how to produce seed, give them a way of storing it, of drying it, of threshing it. And at the end of the season, they had more seed than they started with. And that was fantastic. That was a way of multiplying seed in the field with the farmers, the people who really needed it.
That work was pioneered by Budi Kunwar, a leading agronomist from Nepal. He joined the project and became crucial to the success of Seeds of Life.
The plan over the 5 years is to make 1,000 groups over the five-year program. I think he hit the target within 3 years, so he did it really, really quickly. And across all species, so he did corn, rice, peanuts, sweet potato and cassava.
So the ministry doesn't have to buy seed in anymore, and they buy from these commercial seed producers. And last year, you know, there was $400,000 that went around these 70 groups. They're now becoming commercial farmers, and that's sparking the whole business of commercialisation of agriculture, which needs to happen once you can get production up, people can move beyond subsistence.
Yeah, we're bumping and crunching our way along the hilltops, surrounded by mist and rain, and hitting a pothole at every
but the
corner.
Big change, of course, is
that. We've arrived at the village Fatabloko to meet the village chief.
Another element of Seeds of Life project is mapping the countryside and its watershed. The uncertainty of land ownership is a hangover of the Indonesian occupation, when the military suspected villagers of protecting the Falantil army and marched people out to the cities. The village chief talks about the map markings for farm boundaries, sacred huts and important water sources.
You have to tie up your animals. You can't cut wood arbitrarily. And you can't burn down trees.
So you have to contain your animals so that they don't ruin somebody else's crops.
Okay. Yeah.
The Seeds of Life success has led to new banks run locally by the women, as Wayan Tambun explains.
When women have access to get loan, then they can open new business. They produce a lot of cakes and then they purchase some agricultural products from the rural community and then sell to the local market. They gain a lot of money. For example, in Verilale, I observed that a lot of women more empowered now because of saving and loans.
Rob Williams says the farmers have been hungry for better information and have embraced the new seed varieties.
Our recent survey shows that about half of Timorese farmers are growing one or more of Seeds of Life varieties. It's producing about $6 million worth of extra food in the country than would have been done otherwise. So overall, it's a success because it's 60,000 households now are producing an extra $100 of food in each household.
A champion farmer, Francesca Magdalena Pinto, is so happy with the new seeds, she wrote a poem for a visit by then-president Ramos Horta.
Oh, Selecorn, today you are spreading throughout the whole of East Timor. Your big cobs and your shiny seeds make us farmers in the whole of Timor-Leste very happy. It's helped us in many ways. One is that I can send my children to school. One of them's at university. We've been able to cement the floor of our house by a motorbike. Seeds of Life is finishing, but I hope that the knowledge which it has left to us will become like a symbol to us in Timor-Leste, and that our work in the end will result in Timor-Leste being able to be self-sufficient in seed.
Thank you, obrigado, and good luck.